Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pitt calls game two against the Seattle Mariners, and of course you knew that the Mariners could pitch, and we found that out last night. Just how tough was it to watch the full nine innings there? It's tough to shut out the Mets offense right now.
Yeah, we knew coming into this series how good of a pitching staff they got, and we saw it yesterday with Miller. You know, for the first six innings, the way he used all of his pitches, the fastball had life, the way he located it, the split was really good, and then some of the sliders, the sweeper, the breaking ball, he was on. And, you know, they were able to get some big hits when they needed it, and then I don't think they used their best arm out of the bullpen, and they were still able to shut us down. So, you know, ready for another game here. Gilbert, another special arm, but you know, we got to make some adjustments here and try to go out there and not only compete but execute our game plan.
That hitters meeting, I'm wondering, after last night, is there an extra level of intensity or focus, because it is a challenge for a Mets offense that has great bats, great veteran leadership, and has had success this year? Was it a little different today?
No. Look, there's the conversations are always different because you're facing a different guy every day. But as far as like the intensity or, you know, how the attention to details or some of the things that we're going to attack, they're stay the same. You know, the last thing you want is trying to go out there and try to do too much. Just making sure that you stick to your plan, watch the game, see how Gilbert's pitching, because at the same time, they're making adjustments. So we just got to be ready to make adjustments when we need to, but at the same time, we got to have conviction on our plans.
As much as the Seattle Mariners have pitched well, Sean Manaea has pitched really, really well. I mean, going into that start in St. Louis, I think I asked you, what does he have to do to keep it up? And he certainly kept it up. So how does he make it now three in a row?
Keep it going, you know. Keep being the same guy you've been doing. You've been the past couple of outings. I think the two seam going coupled with the four seam at the top is making him for a tough at bat. You know, and then obviously the sweeper, the cutter, and a little bit of the changeup at times. So yeah, staying aggressive, staying on the attack, getting ahead of hitters, and then putting them away without wasting many pitches. That's why he's gone seven innings, because he's been so pitch efficient that he's allowing to go deep in games. So that's what we expect tonight.
You have Tyrone Taylor in there against the righty Logan Gilbert, and I think I've said to you before, Tyrone's hit the fastball really well. It's amazing people still throw him fastballs, but what do you make of kind of a reverse split, I guess, a righty doing well against righties?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Not only Taylor being better against righties this year, but also Gilbert having better numbers against lefties. Even though he's tough, Gilbert's going to be tough. But I like, you know, Taylor in there with his ability to turn in a fastball, especially from a righty today. And then hopefully he gets a couple of guys on and clip them.
Mark Vientos, we've seen so much growth from him this year. I mean, I think he just surpassed the amount of games that he had played last year. It's been a night and day difference. I think the big thing that stuck out is his ability to kind of get out of any slump that he's in. How have you seen him grow in this first full big year that he's having?
Yeah, you hit it right in the nose, you know, and that's part of being a big league, a very good big league player, is having the ability to make adjustments, and when you're struggling, keeping those times shorter than, you know, everyone else. That's, you got to be able to survive at this level, knowing that it's going to be hard at times. And you know, he went through a stretch here where it was hard for him, but then we saw that game in Colorado where he went deep yesterday against a good arm. He has some really good at bats, so that's a good sign, especially from a young player that is trying to establish here at the big league level. And he's been huge for us. So a lot of positive there, and actually at times it's good to see guys going through some struggles, because you find out a lot about those guys, and you know, he's handled himself really well.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yeah, you got it.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.